Vizca Longtooth was still silently enjoying Stringle's embarrassment, though he hid it well. Crouching down with his back to the poplar trunk, he feigned a yawn.
Where's this bush of yours gotten to, eh? I'm growing old, hanging round, waiting for him.
Stringle paced back and forth, racked by indecision.
Well, there ain't nothing for it, Captain Longtooth. I've got me orders from Grant and Curdley himself. I've got to wait on his word for any change in plans.
Vizca toyed with the pommel stone of his beautiful sword.
Well said, Captain Stringle, but I can't wait forever. What were these orders Curdley gave you?
Stringle explained.
To slay those stripe hounds and bring their heads back to the boss on spear points.
The Golden Fox replied in a cheery tone.
The very thing I was planning to do. Listen, mate, it wouldn't do you no harm for us to join forces and get the job done. I'm sure your boss would be pleased, eh?
However, Stringle continued hesitating, walking to and fro, trying to put Vizca off until the arrival of Curdley.